May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, once again, it's all about love, loving God and loving our neighbor, and even the enemies, which we'll go over in a minute. And with all the lessons that we've just read, Larry and I, and also the song, we could ask ourselves, are we dependable Christians? Can Jesus depend on us each and every day to do his will? So I found this one story before I get into my sermon. But I found this, and I thought this was great. The parable of the helpful Samaritan. A man fell into a pit and couldn't get himself out. A subjective person came along and said, I feel for you down there. And the objective person came along and said, it's logical that someone would fall down there. A Pharisee said, only bad people fall into a pit. A mathematician calculated how he fell into the pit. A news reporter wanted an exclusive story on his pit. A fundamentalist said, you deserve your pit. An IRS agent asked if he was paying taxes on his pit. A self-pitying person said, you haven't seen anything until you've seen my pit. The charismatic said, just confess that you're not in a pit. And the optimist said, things could be worse. A pessimist said, things will get worse. Jesus, seeing the man, took him by the hand and lifted him out of the pit. To me, that's it. That's the whole sermon. And you probably wish I would go sit down, but I'm not. But before I get to the gospel, there's just a couple of tidbits, and I won't go into too much depth because I know it's hot, but it's not too bad there. But the first tidbit that I really liked, and they're kind of tidbits of like joy and truth and love and God's way, and that's what's being drilled into our heads, God's way. First one is in Deuteronomy. For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you, just as he delighted in prospering your ancestors. When you obey the Lord your God by observing his commandments and decrees that are written in this book of the law, because you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. So we learn, what's the lesson in Deuteronomy? Follow God's commandment. When we follow God's commandment, our lives are prosperous, not because we're so good, but because God knows best. And if we follow his way, we're going to do better. The second little tidbit of joy, and I thought encouragement and truth, and also that shows God's ways, from St. Paul. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, which always is kind of soothing for the heart. In our prayers for you, we always thank God. Think about that. Can you imagine somebody writing that about you, about us? We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, which we know Jesus accomplished for us. But think about that. St. Paul is telling him, I'm thanking God because I hear about your faith and I hear about your commitment to God and the love you have for God's people. And the last little tidbit is actually the first line for me. These are little things I was deciding which way to preach that caught my attention. The lawyer stood up. Sorry, Marshall. The lawyer stood up. to test Jesus. And he says, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit life?" And the first thing that came across my mind was, there's really nothing that I can do because Jesus has done it. There's nothing I can do. I could do good things all day long, every day of the week. There's nothing I can do. I am inheriting the kingdom of God. We are inheriting the kingdom of God because Jesus has lived, has died, has resurrected for us and saved and redeemed us all and draws us closer and closer to God with each and every day. So anyway, this particular lawyer really wasn't interested in learning. He wasn't interested in knowing. He kind of wanted to trick Jesus and discredit him. It didn't work. So here we go. When Jesus asked him, "Well, what is written?" he did give the right answer. And Jesus tells him that. But then the Lord goes a little bit further because he wants to justify himself. And he still kind of wants to trick Jesus. And he says to him, "Well, who is my neighbor?" And that's the tough one that some of us don't like to hear about. That includes everybody, even people we don't like, even people that are what we consider very sinful, evil. We're supposed to care for everyone because Jesus does. So Jesus decides to reply with a parable, which is always good. And he tells him about a man. And he must have been a Jewish man because he's going from Jerusalem to Jericho. We know that Jerusalem is the center for the worship of the Jews. So it was a Jewish man. And on the way, these roads were very, very dangerous, literally. And not only with people, but wild animals. And so he was robbed, he was beaten, and he was left half dead. And so what happens next? Well, we have this priest walk by. And he doesn't just walk by. He walks by on the other side of the road. He doesn't want to have anything to do with this poor man who is dying on the side of the road, beaten, bloody, and cannot help himself. And then next, we have a Levite. A Levite is a member of the house of Levi, Jewish, of course. And that's where all the Levitical priests were kind of drawn from. Not that all of them were priests, but that's where they were drawn from. And what does this holy man of God do? Walks on by, on the other side of the road, doesn't even care, doesn't lift a finger, does not go out of his way, neither one of them. And then we've got Jesus with his big, "But a Samaritan was traveling." Now, Samaritans, we know, were the arch enemies of the Jews. The Jews and the Samaritans did not get along. They felt that the center of worship were in different places. So the Samaritan, this Jewish man's enemy, was traveling, and he came near to him. Now think about that. The man came near to him. He didn't go on the other side. He didn't go far. He went near to him. He got up close to him because he cared. He was there physically. He gave him his presence. And he was moved with pity. So he went to him. And then he became personally involved. Kind of sounds like Jesus. He bandaged up his wounds. He poured oil and wine on the wounds. And then he took the man and put this injured man on his own animal. So he was walking and bringing this man to the inn. And when he got there to the inn, he continued to take care of him. And when he had to leave, what does the guy do? What does he do? He goes to the innkeeper, gives him money, and says, "Please take care of him. I will be back." and when I come back, I will repay you. The Samaritan went out of his way. Think of this with a lowercase h. He was filled with kindness. He was filled with mercy. He was filled with action. And all that is love. What he did was Jesus' way, H, his way with a capital H. He went beyond his own way, all the way to Jesus' way, which is God's way. What is Jesus' way? For us to learn how to be present for those who are in need. What else is Jesus' way? For us to be personally interested, personally have mercy, have pity, become involved, and care for the needs of others. That is Jesus' way. When we do this, we're dependable for the Lord. Christ can depend on us to be his little disciples, his light, little Jesuses in the world. It's an easy thing to learn, but it's not always an easy thing to do. The lessons for the last 3 weeks have all been love God first, love others second, and love yourself third. And just to let you know, it's not only that it's us doing it for others, but we can expect other people to do that for us. Jesus wants ourselves, he wants us to be taken care of. He wants us to be loved and nurtured and encouraged. All of us need that at certain times in our lives. We are to be the light of Christ in the world. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for everyone here. We thank you for the message of love, of your presence, of your way that you're constantly teaching us how to love one another, how to worship our God, and how to be grateful and thankful for the gift of salvation, the gift of heaven that you make accessible to us. We adore you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.